Okay, so today we're gonna dive into an article all about peace. And I think we can all agree that everybody wants peace in their lives.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
peace is a universal desire.
But the article really starts off by contrasting like two different types of peace, you know, like those fleeting moments, you know, like listening to a river or, you know,
Right.
the sunset or something like that, you know.
Right.
I mean, those are nice and those are peaceful, but is that really what it's all about?
Yeah, I think the author does a good job of kind of painting that picture of the fleeting peace, right?
Yeah.
Like those are the moments that we all crave. We get a little taste of it, you know,
Yeah.
whether it's in nature or even just like a quiet moment to ourselves, but then it kind of pivots
Yeah.
to something deeper.
Right. And I think the real meat of it is that the author is trying to say, you know, true peace,
Yeah.
that kind of deep down lasting peace, that's only found through a relationship with Jesus, with the
Okay.
Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Yeah, and that's a very specific viewpoint, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth exploring what they mean by that.
So let's get into it. Like, what do they mean by that?
Well, they talk about God creating the world and seeing it as good, right?
Yeah.
And then resting, and there's this idea that like inherent in creation is this peace and goodness that we get to experience.
Yeah. And, you know, so we have that, but then the author goes on to say, like, we also have this constant, like, spiritual battle going on.
Yes,
And
exactly.
so that's kind of like this contrast they set up, you
Right,
know,
absolutely.
where it's like we have the peace of creation, but then we also have this like
This bombardment.
this constant barrage. Yeah.
Yeah.
They call it the enemy's darts and the god of this world. Now, these terms are obviously coming from a
Yeah.
very specific theological background.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is like when they say like the enemy's darts, is it meant to be literal or is that kind of like
That's a good question.
a metaphor for, you know, I think it's safe to say it's more of a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's this idea of the negative influences, the things that attack our inner peace, whether they come from,
Yeah.
you know, outside sources or even our own internal struggles.
Right. So it's not necessarily like literal darts.
Right,
It's
exactly.
more like the struggles of life.
Yeah, those things that disrupt our equilibrium.
Yeah. Okay. So we have the good, the bad.
Right.
And so then what's the solution?
Well, the author's solution is not just about finding those fleeting moments of peace, right? It's about tapping into something much deeper. And they say that lasting peace is found only through the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the touch of the hand of Jesus.
And this is where they bring in that passage from Philippians.
Yes, exactly. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9.
Yeah.
And it's a really powerful passage. It encourages us to rejoice in the Lord always, to not be anxious,
Right?
but instead bring our worries to God with thanksgiving.
Yeah. And there's that amazing promise, you know,
Right.
that the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, it's not just like a fleeting feeling, right?
Right.
It's this deep, profound sense of peace that goes beyond our ability to even fully grasp it.
I think a lot of people struggle with that idea of like, how do I not be anxious? Like,
Yeah.
how do I, you know,
It's easier said than done, right?
how do I reach that?
Exactly. But the passage also gives us some practical advice.
Yeah,
Like it talks about focusing our thoughts on things that are true, noble,
right.
pure, lovely,
Yeah.
admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Like it's about intentionally directing our minds towards the positive.
Right. So kind of like curating your mental diet.
Exactly. It's like mental decluttering.
Yeah. So it's not just about like, you know, hoping for the best. It's about like actually making
Right.
choices.
It's about being active participants.
Yeah. And then there's that whole part about communing with God, which I
Yes.
think is interesting.
Yeah, it's this idea that Jesus invites us into a relationship with him where we can find peace and refreshment. It's about connecting with that divine source instead of trying to do it all on our own.
And the author also mentions the Holy Spirit refreshing God's voice, comforting, and God's guidance, you know, leading us.
Right, it's this Trinitarian understanding of God
Yeah.
where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all play a role in bringing us peace.
Yeah, so it's not just about like, you know, reading the Bible or praying. It's about like this whole.
Yeah, it's about cultivating a relationship with God in all three persons.
Yeah. Okay, so if we were to boil down like the author's main argument, what would you say it is?
I think it's this. While the world can offer us glimpses of peace, right? Those fleeting moments, the true lasting peace, the kind that sticks with you through thick and thin,
Yeah.
That comes from a relationship with Jesus, strengthened by the Holy Spirit and by engaging with the Word of God.
Yeah, and I think that's something for all of us to think about, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, where do we find our peace? Yeah.
Is it in those fleeting moments, or are we actively pursuing something deeper?
And if we're pursuing that deeper peace,
yeah,
what does that look like in our daily lives?
Yeah. What does it mean to, you know, really like dive into that?
Right.
And experience that, you know, that lasting peace that they talk about.
Yeah, that's the challenge for all of us, I think.
Yeah.
To really examine those sources of peace in our lives.
Yeah. And, you know, and to think about what it would mean to really, you know, cultivate that relationship and tap into that, you know.
Absolutely.
That deeper well of peace.
Yeah. And that's something that goes beyond just this article, right?
Right.
That's something that people have been wrestling with for centuries.
Absolutely.
How do we find true lasting peace in a world that's often so chaotic and unpredictable?
Yeah, that's the big question.
It is.
Yeah.
A big question with hopefully some answers out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but hopefully that gives you something to think about.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.